Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The top stories from the KCBS Radio Newsroom. This is the All Local.
Good afternoon. I'm Rebecca Corral. Here's what's happening. A man has now turned himself in for a hit and run that killed a 12-year-old girl in Castro Valley yesterday. California Highway Patrol spokesman Gabe Walters says the man is 24-year-old Joshua Byrne from Hayward.
He's since turned himself in as of just shortly after 8 a.m. this morning to our Castro Valley area office. So right now he's under arrest and he's going to be charged with felony hit and run and vehicular manslaughter.
Lana Carlos was hit about 3:30 in the afternoon yesterday while she walked home from Creekside Middle School with her older sister. The girls have the green light crossing signal. Walter says Byrne was making a left turn onto Crow Canyon Road in his pickup truck when the sisters were hit. Hundreds gathered outside the Sonoma County Courthouse in Santa Rosa to protest the recent ICE arrests of two immigrants at the court facility. KCBS's Jeffrey Schaub reports that the arrests and two more attempted by agents have the Spanish-speaking community on edge.
Alarme cuenta que están destruyendo familias.
I'm saddened over how ICE is destroying families.
That was just one of several people who say Sonoma County's community is enraged by the recent ICE arrests, including one man who was waiting outside a courtroom.
We were here to convey the message to our community, stay strong.
Renee Salcedo is program director for the Alliance for Active and Solidarity Women.
We need to fight the right-wing rhetoric that portrays our community as a bunch of criminals.
In a third incident last week, ICE agents tried to arrest a woman at her home. She wouldn't open the door, instead demanding to see a warrant. The agents left without producing one. Sonoma County Supervisor Shirley Zane.
The people who live here who are not documented are not criminals.
We reached out to ICE for comment, but have not received a response. In Santa Rosa, Jeffrey Schaub, KCBS.
How's this for ironic? A San Francisco bike shop is lobbying against an expanded bike lane in the Mission. KCBS's Matt Bigler spoke with the store owner, who says it's about a lot more than just lost parking spaces.
Shop owners here on Valencia Street say the city's plan to install a protected bike lane with barriers has been shoved down their throats with little input from businesses.
It's take it or leave it. It's basically take it and take it.
Paul Olszewski, the owner of Valencia Cyclery, says of course they support cycling safety, but he and other shop owners are concerned about the elimination of nearly half of the parking spaces here.
Parking really helps. Is it a make or break thing? I don't know.
Cyclists we talked to were excited about the proposed bike lanes, which would separate bicycles from traffic and hopefully keep them off of sidewalks.
More people will be able to walk around, go ahead and get more buses down it.
Olszewski says some cyclists have attacked him on social media for his stance, threatening to boycott his store. The next phase of the bike lane project could begin next month. On Valencia Street in San Francisco, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
It doesn't matter whether you're a tourist or a local. Everyone wants that perfect picture of the Golden Gate Bridge. But as KCBS's Susan Lee Taylor reports, many people are breaking the law to get that unique shot.
Drones flying above and around the Golden Gate Bridge. It's been illegal since 2014, but that's not stopping people. It's hard to tell just how often it's happening because many drones cannot be seen with the naked eye from the ground. But of those that can, it's at least a couple dozen a month.
We piloted some technology out here on a busy weekend, and we're shocked at how many are flying.
Dennis Mulligan's general manager of the Golden Gate Bridge Highway and Transportation District. He says some hobbyists are not following the rules that have been established for drones by the FAA.
We have concerns because unlicensed hobbyists who are not trained, who are not certified and not insured, fly over a busy roadway, and they sometimes crash into cars.
Mulligan believes drones flying over roadways should be licensed and insured just like the cars down on the ground.
So we're working at a state, regional, and federal level to effect change to achieve that objective.
Now, if you are a professional photographer and must get that perfect shot of the Golden Gate Bridge, you can petition the FAA for special permission. Susan Lee Taylor, KCBS.
Subscribe to the All Local wherever you get your podcasts and stream us on your smart speaker 24/7 by saying, play KCBS Radio.